Later tonight, in the first game of the men's NCAA tournament, UAlbany will go head-to-head with Mount St. Mary's in Dayton, Ohio at 6:40 p.m. on True TV. The winner will go on to face number 1 Florida at Orlando in the second round. In women's college basketball, number 15 UAlbany versus number 2 West Virginia in the first round on Sunday at 3 p.m. in Baton Rouge, to be aired on ESPN. Number 3 Syracuse will be in Lexington, Kentucky for the first round on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. versus number 11 Chattanooga on ESPN2. Number 11 Marist will head to Iowa City to face off against number 6 Iowa on Sunday at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. And the undefeated number 1 UConn will also go head-to-head on Sunday at 8 against number 16 Prairie View A&M in Storrs, Connecticut on ESPN. In the NBA, Denver beat the LA Clippers 110-100, disrupting the Clippers' 11-game winning streak. Dallas edged Boston 94-89, Atlanta defeated Charlotte 97-83, Indiana bested Philadelphia 99-90, Brooklyn topped Phoenix 108-95, Oklahoma City outshot Chicago 97-85, it was Houston over Utah 124-86. The New York Knicks are scheduled to introduce Phil Jackson as the Knicks' next president. Picking a head coach will be one of the first orders of business for Jackson, which could range from the current head coach Mike Woodson to Kurt Rambis, Brian Shaw, Steve Kerr, Nate McMillan, and Jim Clemens. In professional hockey, Boston bested Minnesota 4-1, Tampa Bay defeated Vancouver 4-3, St. Louis beat Winnipeg 3-1, Phoenix outshot Los Angeles 4-3. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.